Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Back to teachers, back to friends, memories that never end. Back to learning, back to sharing. Back with all my school supplies, the very best before your eyes. Make it happen, make it cool, Republic back to school.
Parents, let's get them everything for back to school with Republic Bank. Teachers, we got you covered too with special deals. Let's make back to school happen today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two in the afternoon, pick two in the evening, pick two. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon.
A ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Unique visited Divine and her newborn baby daughter Ruth. Unique was happy to be able to have a child, even though she is HIV positive and wouldn't transmit it to her baby because of treatment. Shelly paid Benicia a surprise visit and was thanked for her support. Shelly was confident that Benicia's sister Carmen would be found. As we return, Shelly is visiting her friend Missy at her bar.
Missy Jonas?
Shelly?
Skinny Missy Jonas get fat?
Does what good living and good loving does do.
Oh, girl.
It's nice to see you, man. What are you doing wrong these parts?
I come for visit my Venezuelan friend, Benicio.
Oh, does the same one with your sister missing? And who they lock up the man for beating she?
Correct.
Okay. And is Alonzo drop you off?
Yeah.
So the same Venezuelan girl is even one?
No, they're just friends.
They look like more than friendship to me. Anyway, let me mind my own business.
Mm-hmm. You just like a sesh. Anyways, I like your location, man.
Don't ask how I had to fight tooth and nail for secure myself in this place. It ain't easy.
I could imagine.
As a woman about these parts, you really got to be strong.
As a woman anyway, you got to be strong.
Correct is right.
Nice to see you after all this time though, Missy. You're really looking good.
You looking good too? I guess that's what's happened when you marry a rich Portuguese man.
Wee, correct is right. Oh, goodness. Anyways, I really like how you set up your business, though.
Hold on, Shelly. I don't want this crass you see coming here in this shop. Hey, karaoke! Walk past this shop straight. I ain't trusting nobody today. That's all he does do. Come and trust me things, but spend the money upon the Spanish and Brazilian women them.
Welcome home, Kimo.
Welcome home, bro.
So proud of you, my son.
Thank you. You all seriously got cake?
That was my idea. You completing rehab is reason to celebrate.
And it's your favorite. It's chocolate.
Aw, thanks, man.
I miss you a lot, son. Be so glad you're back home.
Yeah, it's good to be home.
Anybody want some cake now? I could cut it.
Yes.
I wouldn't mind some.
All right, everybody go sit at the table and we will have some cake and talk.
Missy, you remember the last time we talked, I asked you about helping to spread some information about how migrants could get help? You do anything?
I ain't gonna lie to you, Shirley. As soon as I come off the phone with you, people start coming in the shop and I forget everything.
What is this?
Anyway, now that you're here, are willing to help.
Good. You know how migrants experiencing a lot of violence and xenophobia in these parts?
Xenophobia? What's the...
When you dislike people from another country.
Oh, I could easily fall into the category.
Yeah, but Missy, what's the point in disliking somebody because they're a foreigner? It's stupid.
You're right, love.
What I'm saying is that you got an opportunity to use this shop to spread little information.
Like what, sir?
I could give you some information about organizations that help migrants. NGO, National Coordinating Coalition, for example.
We seriously got organizations helping migrants?
Mm-hmm. NCC got a 24-hour helpline that migrants could call or WhatsApp for help.
If you give me the numbers, then I could write it out in English, Spanish, and Portuguese and paste it up right here in the shop.
All right, then. You see, though? You see, there's a simple thing you could do. All right, get a pen and a paper for writing this number.
All right.
Good. 628
628
7833
7833
And another one. 637
637
3319
NGO NCC. Well, I never thought I would see the day when Guyanese organizations helping Venezuelan migrants.
The NCC is an umbrella organization for NGOs in Guyana.
Okay.
Meaning a lot of NGOs come under them.
Good to know. And thanks for explaining it to me like a dunce.
Mommy, see.
It's all right. It's all right. Me ain't been far in school, but I could count my money very well.
All right then. Missy. You could also talk to these men when they come to the shop.
And tell them what?
You know, try and encourage them. Tell them not to beat these women, kill them, and take advantage of them. Stop the abuse.
Next thing they gonna want, beat and kill me?
Come on, Missy. Who gonna beat or kill you?
The person in burn yet.
Alright then. Well, talk to them when you can now. And encourage them not to dislike these people just because they come from another country. It's stupid.
I can see what I can do.
Good.
It's really nice seeing you after all this time, Shelly. And for good cause.
It's nice to see you too, Missy.
Miss Missy!
Machu?
Shelly?
Y'all know one another?
Mm-hmm.
Small world.
This cake, goodbye.
See? Yes, it's nice and moist.
And delicious.
So, bro, how does it feel to be outside?
Kind of weird, you know. Like, after just to being home.
Me so happy you see through, son.
Yes, Kimal, I'm so proud of you.
And I don't ever plan to go back there again. The stories I've heard from other recovering addicts, sick, sad, and depressing.
Like what?
Well, there were men in there who ended up on the street. Did the unthinkable for drugs. Ended up getting diseases like HIV and hepatitis. Some men lost their families. House, car, everything. Just because of drugs.
Whoa.
Drug addiction is serious, man.
Yeah. And I'm so happy I was able to get help while I'm still young.
I'm glad we're starting a youth group too. It's gonna help other young people.
Can't wait to talk to them about my experience.
I notice young people taking drugs these days, like it's in style or something.
Yeah, they think it's cool.
The young people need guidance. Enough parents not pay attention to what them pick me up, do you know? Young people shouldn't be doing drugs.
Nobody should be doing drugs, Dad. It could easily destroy your life in more ways than one. Not only can you end up losing everything, but you can end up with a disease like HIV. And being at risk for HIV is not only by using needles. But like I mentioned before, when people are desperate, they will do anything for a high.
Including engaging in risky sexual practices.
Exactly.
Well, son, I just glad to know that you went to rehab and you see it through. Kimal, I am so proud of you.
Me can't tell you enough, Kimal. Me proud of you, boy.
And I promise you all will never have a reason to see me in rehab again. I promise I will never touch drugs again.
Look, I ain't come here to start no problems. Miss Missy, I just want a pung of sugar, a tub of margarine, and 6 eggs.
Coming right up.
Missy, you know this man is a woman beater?
Shelley, I don't want no problems.
He is me friend man, and he run and left my room die because he put his hand on she.
What?
Mm. I made a mistake.
I shocked to hear you have a woman macho and beating she.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I working to put them kind of things behind me.
Not for y'all, sir, though.
Look, just give me things I go along me.
No, 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 no. Hold on. Shelly, this man seriously got a woman back in Marundi?
Just please give me my things, let me go.
Yes, my friend Robin is the woman.
With all them women I just see match you with, you got a woman?
When last you see me with one?
Well, it's been a while.
Exactly. A man can change.
Well, you better. After all you put me friend through.
Machu, you's one of the reasons people that say man is dog.
You know what? Keep the things. I gone.
Where you running for?
Bye, come and collect these things.
No, you keep it.
Well, yes.
He is a demon, yeah?
You live and you learn about people.
Tell me about it.
So, Kimal, you see all the work me and Unique have done in starting this youth group?
Impressive, Kavita.
We got the space for free and a bunch of young people who have already agreed to be a part of the group.
That's good. I really hope my story can positively influence them.
I have no doubt it will. Kimal, you've been to hell and back with drugs. If you had continued, who knows what could have happened to you? You could have ended up homeless, sick, or dead.
I was already sick. Drug addiction is a disease.
Yeah, but you got out of it. You will inspire other young people. I hope the ones that think it's cool to be popping pills and doing this or that open their eyes.
Like you said, they think it's cool and some of the drugs look like candy.
Deception.
A way to pull you in.
To think that there are some young people who are even doing drugs in school is messed up.
Tell me about it.
I really hope we make a change with this group.
Yeah, me too.
Who messaging you?
It's Jonathan. He said welcome back.
How he even knows you're home?
Probably saw when I got out of the car.
Or because he certainly didn't hear it from me.
So, you guys are done, done?
Done, done.
Wow.
I blocked him everywhere.
Damn.
I'm done, Kimal. Jonathan infected me with one sexually transmitted infection. He cried and begged for forgiveness. And I forgave him. He decided to get on PrEP. And we started practicing safe sex. Only for him to call another girl just because daddy didn't want him at my birthday dinner.
Really mature.
Tell me about it. He's shown me a pattern of behavior, and it's better I leave now than years down the road when we have been married and had children. I have saved myself a lifetime of misery.
I'm proud of you for standing by your word.
Kimal, we are responsible for our own decisions. You made a choice to go to rehab because you were ready. I made a choice to give Jonathan a chance, and I could have ended up getting burned again. Never again. I love myself too much to put myself at risk for someone who obviously doesn't care.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundi.
Are you between 16 and 25 years old? Do you write and perform poetry? You want to win some cash? Then take part in the Youth Slam Climate Change Poetry Competition. It's all about climate change affecting you, your community, Guyana, and the rest of the world. Have your say and win cash. For details, check the Murundi website or Facebook page. Closing date, the 9th of September, 2023.